This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Challenge him, and this game is over!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What was it like running on the field after Lewis hit that home run? Go for it, Colby.
It was pretty cool because I think we all knew as soon as he hit it, it was gone.
Today's guests, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Fox Sports college football analyst Bruce Feldman, Ravens wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., Equalizer 3 director Antoine Fuqua. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, indeed it is. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We are live in Los Angeles, California on the Roku channel and on the radio, terrestrial Sirius XM Odyssey. We're streaming, we're in the satellite, we're on your terrestrial radio, we're in a podcast form all 3 hours every single day on the Cumulus Podcast Network. There is no way to miss us, and we appreciate you finding us right here on the program. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on this program. We've got a great guest list. Odell Beckham Jr., right in the middle of this program, just a centerpiece of all centerpieces. He's there in Baltimore, Maryland, getting ready to catch passes for Lamar Jackson in this Ravens offense, starting in a couple of Sundays against the Houston Texans. It'll be a great conversation when Odell joins us. Deion Sanders is getting set to coach his first game as the Colorado Buffaloes head coach against TCU this weekend. Nice. A college football weekend. Alabama and Texas getting set to take on one another. We've got a big weekend after week zero, as they called last weekend. College football begins in earnest on this Labor Day weekend coming up. Bruce Feldman of Fox Sports and The Athletic. He's going to join us in studio every single Wednesday during the football season. He's going to start us off right in hour number two. What is going on with my head coach? He's sitting out the first three games, the NCAA and Michigan, butting heads against one another over hamburgers and Zooms. And we're going to get the latest on that. Is the ACC going to add Stanford, Cal, and SMU in time for the playing season? Obviously they're going to be continuing on in their current iterations, but what's going to happen with that? We've got Bruce Feldman coming up in hour number two. Antoine Fuqua, the famed director, his new movie, The Equalizer 3 with Denzel in theaters near you, coming up this very weekend. He's in studio hour number three. We'll go down a training day wormhole with him, that's for sure. And Tom Pelissero is going to be first up to explain what the heck is going on in the National Football League. The waiver wire, and the claim process just ended 2 minutes ago.
The hell going on?
So we're going to find out what's going on with all of that as 53-man rosters have been initially formed. We'll see how they get worked around later on today. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you, sir?
Rich, sorry, I have to inform you. I'm the new Patriots backup quarterback.
Good to know that. How are you, DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts? How are you?
I'm doing great, Rich. Good morning.
TJ Jefferson, how are you? Good to see you.
Great, Rich. It's no ordinary life that we're living right here. So
Trey Lance spoke as a Dallas Cowboy for the first time. We'll have that later on. Jimmy G has spoken about what's going on in his old haunt from Las Vegas. We'll have that later on in this program. I've got a top 10, a.k.a. my first power rankings of the season, but not the NFL power rankings. I'm going to do a redraft of the 2021 draft now that Trey Lance has moved on.
I like that.
So that'll be a fun conversation in hour number three. You again at 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. With the NFL season afoot, it's also fantasy football season. We're in the middle of a draft ourselves with the fantasy footballers.
We are. Let me see where we're at here.
We're in the middle of that. You just came back from Kansas City with your...
Correct.
With your draft. And TJ Jefferson, you're in this mix with all of us. I assume you're in your own fantasy leagues as well. Okay.
Next Wednesday.
Me too. And so you're all mostly out there, I imagine, in fantasy league. So who knew? In a fantasy league, you need one quarterback, two running backs, a couple of tight ends, and maybe two or three wide receivers. So clearly, in advance of the Philadelphia Eagles visiting in week number one, New England Patriots are playing fantasy football. One quarterback,
one.
Two running backs, Ramondre and Zeke, and two tight ends.
Yep, that's
and
true,
a host of... wide receivers, six of them, and 11 offensive linemen. Okay, what? Patriots waived Bailey Zappe yesterday. and then waived Malik Cunningham, the future star of the New England Patriots. Both of them waived. Now, listen, they could go through the waiver process and be re-signed by the New England Patriots literally by the time lunchtime hits out here on the West Coast. So, or New England is interested in somebody else. Who knows? We don't know. You know who's not telling us? New England.
Right.
So, there it is. There is on one quarterback on the Patriots depth chart. There it is. Mac Jones. Two running backs. Those are your starters, Ramondre Stevenson and Ezekiel Elliott. Is this a PPR league? I hope so. Because Devontae Parker,
I hope he
might have a lot of catches.
Yep. Juju.
Juju on the beat.
Demario Douglas?
I don't know. That's
undrafted.
Is it a half point? I mean, I don't know.
Keyshawn Boutte?
I guess they're playing fantasy football.
Apparently Kendrick Bourne looks so good.
So, you know, I know, I know, Chris, you were wondering yesterday on how you're going to be trolled by yours truly and TJ Jefferson coming into today. There it is. How will Rich Eisen and 2 Jiggy troll me tomorrow? Well, now you've got your answer, Chris. This is how we troll you today.
Is this a victory? Do I get a victory?
No, because guess what? If you think this is the end, it is not.
What do you mean?
Because I believe if I had to make a guess, Zappy and Cunningham will go straight through waivers like, you know, something you shouldn't be eating through you, and it'll come straight out and back on your roster. A backup quarterback nobody wanted.
Meat with gluten.
Except New England. I bet you that's what's going to happen.
Come on.
So there you have it.
Why can't we just get Colt McCoy?
Rich, I don't know. That could be the other thing, too.
I don't really think we're trolling him. I think he won this one because all the while we're making jokes about Zappy being QB and Brockman was getting mad and he was like, that's stupid. He's not Max the QB. Unfortunately, he kind of was right. So I don't even feel
Mac is the QB, and we know Mac is the QB.
Yeah, but I really thought it was Zappy, so I can't say nothing to him.
Here's my favorite thing. If this happens, please, if Belichick is available today and the depth chart that we just saw up there where there's only one quarterback on the depth chart and it says Mac Jones, will somebody have the gumption to ask Bill Belichick if Mac Jones is his starting quarterback for week one?
Like, come on, Mike Reese. Ben Volen, come on now.
Where's Tom Curran?
It's Tommy.
Come on now.
Can we tweet this to Tommy?
And will Bill actually have the temerity to not confirm it? I'm not going to confirm.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Talk to the coaches.
You know what I mean?
I have no explanation for what happened.
There you go. So that's the latest in New England. It may change by the time Tom hits us. Hits our show in 12 minutes from now, but who knows? That's the one thing. Look, in all honesty, the hell going on of Tuesday to hit right here, and we've been all over this just like everybody else, but unlike everybody else, we've been all over the whole running back market thing since March, since the market was obviously not going in the running back's direction, and Austin Eckler was told, hey, you're not going to get a new contract here with the Chargers at this point. But the door's there for you to go seek a trade. And then we all know Eckler wound up returning and got a little something extra from the Chargers. Barkley never could seek a trade. Josh Jacobs never could seek a trade. They both returned, signing a tender, and got something a little extra. We're all waiting. Where's a little extra for Jonathan Taylor? I've been pounding the table here. So give him something extra to save face. And instead, they also showed him the door for him to walk through and find a trade partner. And the Colts put such a price tag in terms of draft compensation they want back for Taylor that it shows everyone just how valuable Jonathan Taylor is, which leads him, I'm sure, and the rest of us, I know for a fact because we've been saying it, to say, well, if you value him as such in terms of draft compensation, why not actual, monetary compensation? That equals how you value him when you put him on the market for a trade. And so, sure enough, the Colts and the trade market together equals Jonathan Taylor still being an Indianapolis Colt. that's just not a shock. Like, that's one of those things where you're watching a horror movie. The guy with the axe is dangerous. You know what I mean? Like, you're watching it through your fingers. Like, just don't go there. It's so obvious. You could see this thing coming. I told you, show him the door. And you go seek it yourself. But unless somebody was going to come back with some remarkable compensation package, he's not going anywhere because he is that valuable and the Colts have the hammer. But I didn't see coming the fact that he was placed on the PUP list to start the season. So here's the door. You go seek a trade. Ah, we didn't get the proper compensation back for you. So you're back here. We're done. The window for you to go seek a trade is now over. We're not going to give you away for nothing. So you're back with us. And as a matter of fact, you're on the PUP list, which means you're out for the first 4 weeks of the season. And so there's two things afoot here. Are they teaching Jonathan Taylor what hardball really means in professional football? That's a first blush reaction. Like, is this some significant hardball? Like, Jonathan, there's a contract. You must play on it. We are not going to improve the contract. We would love to do it at some point. This is not that point. And let's have you find that out for yourself. You'll seek people who are interested in you. You'll find out what you are worth monetarily that we're not willing to give you right now. And then you're going to come back here and have to eat it. And that's just really hardball. And as a matter of fact, you know what? You say you're so hurt. Here's 4 games out. Or I've been calling Jonathan Taylor not physically unable to perform, but physically unwilling to perform. That's what I've been saying here on this set. Yep. Am I way off? Could it be possible that he's hurt and the Colts are like, all right, go find out what somebody who was hurt last season and is too hurt to start this season, and you go find out what you're worth on the open market. Because every team that adores you, like we do, like everybody's going to adore you because you're awesome, they're not going to give us anything remotely worth what you're valued at, draft compensation, because they're not even going to get a full 17 out of you. And if that's the case, I mean, I don't know what Jonathan Taylor's thinking. I mean, I guess you got to go YOLO, right? You got to just see what can be happening and tell everybody when you are talking to him, I'll be back week 5. I'm good. This just was a cleanup here or there. I have no idea. But if he's legitimately hurt and wanted to be traded and be paid like McCaffrey, there's a pie and it's in the sky, man. And then it's no surprise he's back with the Colts. And the fact that he's missing 2 division games. Jacksonville and Houston. One of them at home. You got to win your home games. And then at Baltimore and home for the Rams. You're missing those. Like, we'll see against Tennessee week 5.
I mean, he's there. They could open 2-2. Like, why not? Why couldn't they?
They could still open 2-2.
Maybe.
I mean,
tough without your best player.
No, I understand that, but stranger things have happened. Anthony True. Richardson could come out of the box and just be, okay, we see you. We know why you were 4th overall.
Colts beat the Chiefs last year in week 3.
Of course.
So,
and then the Colts lost to the 1st overall pick, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
In a must-win game, you win, you make the playoffs if you beat the team that's first on the clock, and they lost that.
So.
Stranger things have happened, but at this point in time, you know, I'm sitting here saying, you know, give him more money. I don't think there's another dime coming. What are you going to come off the PUP list and say you're going to, here's a little bit something extra? And if he is legitimately hurt, I mean, because honestly, if he's not hurt and the Colts just threw him on PUP, I mean, where's the grievance? So if he's legitimately hurt, on what planet did he think he was going to get a McCaffrey contract and the Colts would let him go for that because they're going to get McCaffrey return. If he's not showing up until week five after what happened last year. So that's why I called up Tom Pelissero saying, you got to come on First Up tomorrow. Because I'm wondering what is up. Is this like nasty old school Harbaugh where I'm calling you onto my luxury bus to have a conversation? Then I'm going to go sit in my golf cart and talk about how we're all dead one day and the NFL's still going to go on. Yeah, that's what's called a non-starter in a negotiation.
Dead or alive.
Right? And then we're going to show you the door and then we're going to let you find out exactly what teams are willing to pay you. And then you have to come back here and play for us far less than that amount of money. Making this all one, just one large fugazi. Or did Jim Irsay call him on his luxury bus and say, excuse me, aren't you hurt? Like, aren't you hurt? Like, let's get you better and then we'll talk about it. And then get on the golf cart and go, I can't believe this kid is trying to get a trade hurt or more money hurt because who does he think he is? We're all dead one day and the NFL is going to go on. And then, all right, Chris Ballard, let him go seek it because this is just a fool's errand. Let him be happy. We want him happy. We need him running. And he did leave camp to go get this thing rehabbed instead of just as a ploy to hold out his services while still holding in. Like, what the hell was this all about? And he legitimately is hurt. And of course the Colts aren't going to get any proper return. I don't know, man. Tom Pelissero's calling up to let us know.
Tommy P.
844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's get to Tom for the latest on that. We've got a full college football conversation with Bruce Feldman in studio, Odell Beckham Jr., and the noted director, Antoine Fuqua, of The Equalizer 3, and of course, Training Day fame. We'll go down to Denzel Wormhole in Hour 3. Don't go anywhere. Hey, everybody, with the busy fall season just around the corner, you might be just like me, looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits right now without missing a beat. Choose from 34 or more weekly flavored, packed, dietitian approved meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. Level up with gourmet plus options prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time. So go to factormeals.com/Eisen50 right now and use the code Eisen50 to get 50% off. That's code Eisen50 at factormeals.com/Eisen50 to get 50% off.
NFL Sunday Ticket is now on YouTube and YouTube TV, which means that you can stay close to your team even if you don't live in their town. Like, maybe you're a Raven who married a Seahawk who got a job in the land of the Falcons. With NFL Sunday Ticket, you can watch your team's out-of-market Sunday afternoon games no matter where you live, because you shouldn't have to change teams even if you change towns. NFL Sunday Ticket, now on YouTube and YouTube TV. Go to youtube.com/presale to get $50 off.
Terms and embargoes apply. Offer ends 9/19. No refund. Subscription auto renews.
Back here on the program, Tom Pelissero is joining us shortly. Taylor Mattingly Eisen, my daughter, turns 10 today.
Hey. Happy birthday, Taylor.
Happy birthday, Tay-Tay.
Wow.
Babies.
So, I spent my drive to work today FaceTiming with her, you know, with doing my best with two hands in the wheel, to be very honest with you. While she was getting ready for school, brushing her teeth and stuff, she put the phone up there. I put Taylor Swift on my car speakers.
What song?
We were singing together.
Oh.
I got to be honest with you. Through her, my oldest son loves her as well. I got to tell you, I think I'm becoming a Swiftie.
What? Say it ain't so.
Just shake
I'm
it
telling
off, Rich.
You. Thank you.
Shake it off.
She's phenomenal.
She's amazing.
Proud of that one, Mike?
She is. Not she should be. Proud. I think you should.
She is amazing.
She's phenomenal.
She's like the biggest star today.
I know she's not your bag or yours, TJ.
No, but hey.
I'm now sitting here. I'm like, she's man, I wish I'd gone to her performances.
Was Terzo would offer to take it to you now?
I
you still should have done that.
You did, by the way. Exactly.
Yeah, TJ.
No, I shouldn't have.
Why?
TJ.
For the experience and the content.
I've had a lot of experiences. I'm good.
I mean,
content for our show.
Her lyrics are amazing. Her lyrics are amazing.
Well, when you break up, when you break up with everyone in Hollywood,
what's going on?
Like that.
I don't honestly. I was sitting. I was just listening to this song, Mr. Perfectly Fine, which is an outstanding song. Outstanding. I'm serious.
Who's it about?
I'm serious.
Is it about Harry Styles?
I don't know, but I'm listening to it, and I'm like, how many people are going to be treating her like garbage? What the hell is this, Taylor Swift? Like, everybody, back off.
We're getting one side. not to defend the men, but maybe.
Well done. Okay. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204 Rich is the number to dial. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Tom Pelissero, my colleague, our friend from the NFL Media Group, back here on the program. How are you, Tom?
Doing well, Rich. This is the so right now. Let me just set the scene
Please.
For you. What
Thank
goes
you.
On in the transaction world?
Yes.
22 minutes ago, the claiming period ended for teams to grab guys on waivers. However, the only team that knows who they got at this moment, as we're talking, is the Bears, because they have the top spot in the waiver priority order.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably seen tweets right now of, you know, people coming back on practice squads and things like that. That's because the teams who released players or waived players get told by the league office immediately, hey, that guy cleared, you can sign to your practice squad. If somebody was claimed, they'll know that they were claimed, but not who the claiming team is. So sometime in the next, maybe while we're on the air here, we'll get answers on, I know you want to talk about Bailey Zappe,
yes,
among other things here, but if you hear the occasional typing in the background, it's just because of something very important that may or may not have come across the wire. Again.
Understood. Nice. I greatly appreciate the stage set. So by the time, I guess, people might be reviewing this conversation, whether it's on our YouTube page or our show collection page, or watching this show back on the Roku channel, which is where our collection page is. So at the risk of dating ourselves for later, what was the Patriots thinking? Like, did they think that we'll just let these guys go? Do they have an eye on somebody else? I mean, what's your best guess? Crystal ball it for me, Tom.
Listen, when it's Bill Belichick and the Patriots, you know that there's a reason for everything. And you also know that you will probably never truly know the reason for some things. And I think that the Bailey Zappe cut, as well as Malik Cunningham for that matter, probably fall into that latter category. You have to think back to over the past year here, the Patriots use a fourth-round pick on Zappe. Mac Jones, because of a variety of circumstances, struggles last season, gets hurt, suffers an ankle injury. Zappe comes in, plays well, wins his only two starts. Mac goes back out there. People are chanting for Zappe. Mac's trying to gut it out through a high ankle sprain. Then through the course of training camp this year, after the hiring of Bill O'Brien, and other things that were clearly geared toward, you know, get Mac on track, Bill Belichick never said Mac Jones is the starting quarterback. He was asked many times and demurred. This would be, and I'm not saying this is the reason, Rich, but this would certainly be a very dramatic way to apologize to Mac Jones for everything that's taken place over the last 18 months or so. But without ever announcing who the starting quarterback is, Bill Belichick did an interesting job here of making clear to everyone that Mac Jones is our guy, even though to this point right now, he has never actually said Mac Jones is our guy.
Oh, but we got to get somebody in there right now to confirm it while he's the only one on the roster. That would be fun. Wouldn't that be a fun press conference moment with Belichick? Wouldn't that be great, Tom? Just still say the words.
I mean, Rich, I don't even know if Bill Belichick were at the podium right now with one quarterback on his roster, if he would say anything other than, yeah, we're working through that. I'm not sure you're getting more than that. It's pretty obvious.
Yes.
Bill doesn't like doesn't want to answer a dumb question. That would
right.
be, at this point, a fairly dumb question. But
yeah.
Listen, you're talking about the greatest coach of all time. He's got a lot of authority in that building to shape things as he wants.
Sure.
But this is definitely wild. One quarterback, two running backs, and I think 11 offensive linemen on his initial 53, you know, over the next several days here, we'll kind of see exactly where that settles. Let's also be clear, they want Bailey Zappe back, Those are not a lot of guys who were fourth-round picks a year ago and won their only two starts sitting out there. And with the return of the third quarterback rule, it would not be totally shocking to see Zappe get claimed.
Tom Pelissero here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so what happened over the last several days with Jonathan Taylor, and what culminated yesterday with Jonathan Taylor and the Colts?
There was always a team positioned deadline of 4 p.m. Eastern time to come to some type of an arrangement in terms of when they gave him permission to seek a trade, they had to have a cutoff for multiple reasons. One, the Colts would love if the drama ends at some point here, even though they're not just going to do that by giving the guy away. But secondly, they had to make a roster move because he has been on the active, physically unable to perform list throughout the course of training camp. My understanding is nothing got close. The Colts, as we've discussed on this show and elsewhere, want a lot for Jonathan Taylor. Taylor also wants a lot in terms of a new contract. And he is still working his way back from off-season ankle surgery. It was always going to be a difficult deal to do. Being placed now on the reserve PUP list means he can't play the first four games. It does not preclude the Colts, his agent Malki Kawa, and other teams from continuing to negotiate here. It's absolutely possible that sometime between now and the trade deadline, which is in 2 months, that Jonathan Taylor ends up getting traded. But they're not close on a deal right now. Jonathan Taylor is still, again, working his way back from that ankle injury. And we'll see how all this plays out, because to this point, nothing's been particularly usual about how everything has taken place.
So he really is hurt, is what you're saying.
And nobody seemed to believe me when I kept saying that early on in training camp. I mean, he had a significant ankle injury that he battled through last year. Listen, this is a super tough, super mature guy who's, you know, been a program player for them and led the league in rushing in 2021. He was never right last season. From the time he suffered the ankle injury, he tried to come back. I remember talking to him the night before the game against Minnesota. And, you know, at that point, he wanted to keep pushing. He wanted to, you know, go for the team. He then tweaked the ankle again in that game, and that was the last time that we saw him. But he had off-season surgery. He went and got treatment for several days, several weeks ago, because, you know, again, still trying to get over the hump with that ankle. Now, if the situation were different and if he had just been paid, is he out there week one? I can't sit here and say that he's not. But, you know, at this point, he's not done anything in practice. And for all these guys really, Rich, who have not participated, whether you're talking about Nick Bosa, Chris Jones, TJ Hawkinson, Christian Wilkins, it does cast doubt on how quickly they're going to be able to be, you know, ramped up to full speed. So, you know, for Taylor here, now he's got 4 weeks. The trade happens tomorrow. A new team gets him for 5-6 weeks in their building, ramp him up physically, and then he's ready to go week five. The further or the longer it takes for them to actually do a deal, you know, the harder it's going to be for him to be ready week five, but we'll see.
But if he is legitimately hurt, right, and to the point where he can't push back on a PUP list move, if it is in any way, shape, or form hardball-y punitive from the Colts, then on what planet did he think he could get a market contract similar to McCaffrey or Derrick Henry or more than a franchise tag player, or expect to hit the open market and the Colts get back McCaffrey type compensation, right? I mean, just if he's hurt, this is not his best negotiating position, I'd imagine, Tom, right?
I will say this, and without trying to get into the psychology of, you know, Jonathan Taylor or his agent, I would just say I don't blame anybody, especially in this environment, for saying I'm a running back in the fourth year of my deal.
Yeah.
I've seen other guys get tagged, even though, you know, Saquon got an upgraded deal. Josh Jacobs got a vastly upgraded deal. I don't want to go out there and play for $4 million or, you know, whatever he's due here. I want to get a new contract. If the situation were different and if he had run for the rushing title in 2022, again, I fully believe that the Colts would have signed him to a long-term deal. You know, Chris Ballard, since he's been the GM, has never used the franchise tag on anyone. They've found ways to get deals done.
Right.
You know, they signed Darius Leonard, who has the same agent, now Shaq Leonard, who has the same agent as Jonathan Taylor. Now, you know, having said that, you're in a different type of a position right now. And so, you know, it's tricky. There's no question about it. Even the teams that have been involved, you know, whether that is, you know, the Packers, which was reported today, and they had at least cursory conversations here, or the Dolphins, I don't get the sense that anybody's willing to step up with the type of package it would take to get Jonathan Taylor right now. So this is far more complicated than being a free agent. Obviously, the leverage is with the team, and, you know, they're going to have to kind of figure out exactly what the path forward is here, and they've kind of, by making this roster move, they bought themselves another 4 weeks.
Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, NFL Media Group here on the Rich Eisen Show. You just mentioned a couple of times in our first go-round of chopping up the Jonathan Taylor situation, as we call it in the media world, that it's possible that he gets traded before he comes off of PUP, or he's eligible to come off of the PUP list in week five. So what team would be monitoring this situation in your mind? Barring injury, everybody stays healthy for the first 4 weeks of a season at that position. You got Kareem Hunt still out there and Leonard Fournette also still out there. Walk me through how the next month goes for Taylor in the running back market, do you think?
Well, I mean, the two teams, again, that we know were involved were the Dolphins and the Packers, but there was no deal that was close as of yesterday. So you would anticipate those two teams are going to be, you know, remain at the top of the list here. But you made the point, you know, injuries can change a lot of different things. And if you're a run-centric team and your lead back goes down, you're quite possibly going to be back in that Jonathan Taylor market. What we still don't know is whether anybody's going to meet the Colts price in a trade, because now you're also getting four fewer games with your new running back that you're giving up the equivalent of a first-round pick for. So this could go a lot of different ways. It could ramp up tomorrow. It could ramp up in a month. It could ramp up October 31st. Right before the trade deadline. But if it involves a contract, that's simpler than just doing a trade. And so you would think that those things would have to be in the works prior to that. And I would think that, you know, at some point here in those first 4 weeks of the season, we see some type of action. Whether it leads to a deal, that remains to be seen.
Well, I mean, the Packers bringing Jonathan Taylor back to Wisconsin would definitely be an exciting moment for Packers fans. Certainly with A.J. Dillon sitting there or an Aaron Jones sitting there. Any idea of what the compensation package was? The best thing that the Colts did get back that you can share with us, Tom?
I would just say The Colts want the equivalent of a first-round pick. You can get there with multiple second-round picks. You can get there with a package of picks, which is what the 49ers did. You get there with a player and a pick, or a really good player. Nobody was close at this point to the type of compensation that the Colts would want. And, you know, I understand completely Jonathan Taylor and his agent's stance on this. I really do. You know, from the Colts' stance, they're saying this is one of our core players. If situation were different, we would be paying him right now, but we're not. So if we are going to give this player up, we want one of your premier players, or we want picks to go get premier players as we kind of rebuild this thing. You know, that's the contract is one thing, and that's hard enough, but getting the trade compensation in line, it all just makes this a difficult environment to get something done. But that's not to say, especially as we move forward here, Rich, too, that expectations might change as the Colts are staring down a situation where at some point, you know, before the trade deadline, because then, you know, at that point, you're talking about your contract potentially tolling, which Taylor, you would not think is going to allow to do, because then he's tied to the Colts even longer here. At some point, he's going to show up. At some point, you think the guy's playing football in 2023. Mm-hmm. You know, does the price change over time? Does Taylor's price change over time? Those are all unknowns, but, you know, they tried to create a deadline because those generally spur action yesterday. The action did not materialize, and so we continue to wait.
All right, I got more questions on that one. Did Miami and Green Bay, best to your knowledge, hit the number for Jonathan Taylor, and he and his agent were very happy with it and placed it back in Chris Ballard's lap, and he's just like, yeah, the compensation's just not even remotely close. Sorry. Did that happen?
These are all intertwined, Rich. And again, I would just say this. It's not as if we're done with those teams.
Yes.
They easily could, you know, I shouldn't say easily because none of this is easy, but they
Understood.
Certainly could come back to the table and make another run at it here. I don't, as far as I am aware, there is no deal in place on a trade or a contract. Certainly not on a trade. You know, where the contracts are and how much that's tied into getting the actual trade compensation in place. Yeah, you know, I'm going to leave that to the clubs and Taylor's agent to sort out. But nothing was close. This wasn't something where it went right down to the deadline yesterday. the Colts have had things in the past where, you know, Carson Wentz got traded at the last moment, you know, a couple of years ago. So there was no point not waiting. But when it boiled down to it, they weren't going to try to activate him. That would have been, you know, a way to play hardball if they wanted to with Jonathan Taylor, which is say, hey, your ankle's not actually hurt. Get on the field or we're going to start finding you. They didn't do that. He's still working his way back. He's still rehabbing. And the Colts are going to keep him on the sidelines. They now roll into the season with Anthony Richardson and, you know, whatever combination of Deion Jackson and Zach Moss. And I'm blanking on the third running back.
Evan Hull,
on the roster
the kid that they
drafted week one.
Evan Hull, the kid they drafted out of Northwestern.
Evan Hull.
Right. So,
sorry, Evan Hull. My brain's been popping with 1,000 names. You
Tom.
Got, you didn't.
Tom,
congratulations.
You're in Zappy land. Don't worry about it. So, obviously, any team can still call Chris Ballard at any point in time, but Taylor and his representative are now barred from calling anybody else. They are now in the Phantom Zone pup land right now, correct? That's the case?
I can't say definitively that that's the case.
Okay.
Because the trade demand stands. Yesterday was, that was the deadline that the Colts had set, but
got
the
it.
Deadline also passed without something getting done here. And regardless, you know, you always know, Rich, too, that those conversations generally are going to take place behind the scenes even more than they do up front. It's no secret that Jonathan Taylor can be had. It's just going to cost a lot to get him.
I understand. Deadlines, obviously, when set by teams, it's not something that's collectively bargained. So this could still hit. And then just, I guess, the last thing here is, was the compensation not worthy enough for the Colts to make a move? Because Jonathan Taylor is, in fact, not 100%. If he was 100% right now and ready to roll like the Jonathan Taylor we've come to know and adore, and this was just a contractual situation, we removed the health from it, do you think that that is what affected the draft compensation coming back to the Colts?
I think it's everything together, Rich, but I don't think that the ankle is the biggest factor here. It is the trade compensation. It is the contract. You know, it's the reality that, again, even if Jonathan Taylor went to a new team, I don't know if he would have been ready to roll week one because he hasn't practiced football coming off of ankle surgery. It's just another unknown in this process. So we'll see, you know, we will see where things go here.
All right, last thing. I don't know if two things. I'm sorry. What's your reporting on Lance? How did he wind up with the Cowboys? How did that happen?
You know, he went in and talked to Kyle Shanahan the day after. They let him cool off. You know, he was upset by being demoted behind Sam Darnold. And, you know, he went in and talked to Kyle Shanahan. He wanted a fresh start. They ramped things up quickly, got the best offers that they could. Dallas was in the market for, a developmental potential quarterback. Say Cooper Rush as the backup. You know, it was a good fit. They liked him coming out. And we'll see. You know, we'll see now where things, how it all plays out from there for Trey Lance. But, you know, make no mistake, this was about them getting a developmental guy they had a really high grade on.
And did he have any say on going to Dallas? Did they kind of talk to him, or were just like, hey, this is the best draft pick we could get. You're going to Dallas. That's the end of that.
It was the best draft pick that they could get. There was really no consideration with holding him once they knew that, you know, he did not want to be in San Francisco anymore.
All right, Tom. That's it. I know you got your phone blowing up. Thanks for the time. Let's do this again very soon. You be well.
Bailey Zappi cleared waivers. I'll talk to you soon.
There we go. Hey, Mazel Tov to the Zappies. Thank you, Tom Pelissero, dropping that knowledge going out the door. See, dude. He'll be back in Dunkin' Donuts in 2 seconds. You're fine. You're good.
Don't need him.
You're getting him.
He'll be back in Dunkin' Donuts.
He'll be back in 2 seconds.
But then they got to cut someone.
I don't know. They'll put that person. They'll put that person on the practice squad. Bailey Zappi's coming back, man. Honestly, he'll be strolling through the Stop and Shop. Looking for his eggs and his milk. He'll be your version of Messi, buying sugar cereals. You know, just like us.
Instead of the toast,
you know, in that magazine, just like us.
Yeah. Stars.
Just like Messi. Just like Messi. Bailey Zappi's going to be in Stop and Shop with his cat.
Your Boston accent.
Pushing his cat through his Stop and Shop.
Your Boston accent.
Stop and Shop.
I love it.
What do you think? He's coming. And he's wondering how we were going to troll him today.
Again,
like,
I don't,
that was a challenge he put out there.
Again,
I saw that and I'm like, do I address this now in front of the X-verse? Twitter. Or do I wait for tomorrow? How will Rich and 2Jiggy troll me tomorrow?
I gotta be honest, I'm down for a good troll, but I don't think people understand how trolling works.
I won this.
He won this battle.
Yes,
he said
you,
from
DJ.
Day one that our guy Zappy wasn't gonna be the dude. I don't feel good about this.
Don't
I want to troll
him,
but really get him.
Excuse
Zappy's
me.
Going to the Raiders.
Wait till the quick game falters.
Quick right? game's gonna be nice.
What if Mac has got to come out for some and Zappy starts first downs.
Same intensity.
Just like against the Bears that one night when they're chanting his name like the MVP.
Same intensity.
He's coming back.
Look, Rich, I can't troll. I got my own QB issues. All
He's right? gonna be at the Jiffy Lube in Quincy by 5 o'clock.
In Quincy.
What's that story? Car guys, work done.
What's that story you guys always talk about up in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
The grocery store?
Yeah.
What's the grocery store, Rich?
Well, Rich says it wrong. It's the Shaw's and Shopping.
Oh, Pelissero just said. He just signed. That's what he's working on. Per source, Zappy's on the practice squad.
Great. Keep him there. Practicing.
Well, do you need a backup?
We don't need a backup.
Mac dude, Hassan Reddick is coming. You saw what he did? He wrecked. Dude, he's coming.
Quick game's going to be so fast.
One of your 11... offensive linemen
That's
will protect
what I mean.
Him.
We're going to have 11 on the offensive line and then Mac Jones.
You got to have 10 and then just Mac. And then two tackle eligibles.
Just make sure your running back's not playing center, and I'm sure they'll go.
Hold on a minute.
Our guy's
hold
there. On. Zeke is there.
Hold on a minute.
He can play center.
All we know is Joe Judge is on it. He's wondering how we're going to have our fun.
I am in no position.
I can't wait till you guys suck like you have for the last 50 years.
I know. You have every right to say that. You have every right to say that.
One preseason throw by Rodgers and we're going to the Super Bowl.
You challenged me. You put it out as a challenge.
I had to.
Like, you see this news.
I was walking around Costco yesterday.
Costco.
And it came to Costco and it came over. And I was like, dude, I got to put out a tweet right now.
If you were in Worcester, you'd run into Bailey Zappi because he's not going anywhere.
Well, Worcester's like
I told
an hour.
You.
It's like
whatever. I don't care.
290.
I'm just pulling names here.
Right. It's your cousin.
All right, let's take a break here. Jimmy G.
Hey, say hi to your mother for me.
Yes, right. Jimmy G. has chimed in on his old spot. Ask point blank. What do you think of the Trey Lance trade? That's coming up in your phone calls.
Are you currently enjoying the show on the Stitcher app? Then you need to know Stitcher is going away on August 29th. Yep, going away, as in kaput, gone, dead. Rest in peace, Stitcher, and thanks for 15 years of service to the podcast community. So switch to another podcast app and follow this show there. Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
It's time for kickoff, and the Believe podcast will get you ready for the new season.
How do you live through this as a Detroit sports fan?
Believe has podcasts covering all 32 professional teams and many of your favorite college teams, too.
You solidified your defense. You got better.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
If you don't do those things, then you're not even trying your hardest to win at football, and I don't know what we're doing.
There was a lot of great players on those teams that I was fortunate to be part of.
Search BLEAV podcasts wherever you listen.
You were 29 when this first started. Now you're in your mid-40s, getting all rocked up like you did.
Yeah.
In this, do we need to test you, Matt? Did you take?
No. I should have. That might have made it easier. There's not, in my experience, there's not. You know, if you're not going to take anything, which I'm not, there's no. It's the same workout that it was when I was 29. It's just, you know, it's just a very strict diet, 2 days in the gym, and it's, you know, there's no. It's just all work. Like there's no. You know,
right.
There's no shortcut.
And then you just cut out what sugars, meat.
By the end, it's like
fascinated
by the end,
by
it's
way.
Just protein and vegetables and no carbs at all, and just, you know, two workouts a day. And I mean, it was a lot of work.
For how many weeks, months did you have to do that?
Well, I was in shape. I got in shape for The Martian, and then for this movie I did in China, and then about 10 weeks out, I kind of ramped up even more, and so it was to try to get under, you know. Down below 8, then like 7% body fat. It was more about body fat than like weight.
So when you were done shooting, what was the first meal that you had when you were done shooting?
For me, it's Italian food, right? You know, pasta and, you know, bread, pasta, red wine.
Chicken parm?
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
a
my God.
Situation.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah. That's the thing. That's what kills me. My kids love to eat that. So, like, sometimes when we order out, we'll get this, you know, this chicken parm and this parm and this pink pasta that they like. And it's just like, you know, plating it for them. It's just like, you know, I start shaking.
I'm just wondering if the Boston and you just came out. I think I just heard chicken palm.
Did I just hear that? I didn't say chicken palm. I didn't say chicken palm.
I thought you just said that.
I said chicken, but I forgot the R.
I'm the same way, you know, when I go back to the old school days. Of
I love I chicken
up.
Palm, Rich.
That's what Bailey Zappi's having again. Chicken palm.
I hate you.
Rich.
Hey, I think the kid's really good, actually. So you're lucky. You're lucky to get him back.
Who?
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal, and law enforcement officers can tell if you're driving high. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI, paid for by NHTSA. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Tom Pelissero said that in a tweet that Bailey Zappi cleared waivers, had multiple offers. He said, was it seven teams were after him? But he decided to go back home. Look, they were just like, we're going to cut you, but if you clear waivers, you know, we want you back. And he's like, okay. So he's back in the fold. You'll have a backup quarterback for week number
super
one. So there you go. Crisis averted. But right now, we're still, well, I mean, you got one quarterback on your depth chart.
It wasn't really a crisis. Someone was going to get signed who's never going to play.
Okay. That's great. So congratulations.
Would you rather have Bailey Zappi or Zach Wilson?
Zach Wilson.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. I'd rather have him because he's rehabilitated. He's been hugged and loved. Look at him. That's what happens now with the
wearing
Jets.
His headband.
You just welcome them in and you love them and you hug them and you just put them in the warm Rodgers embrace and look what happens.
Yep.
That's my belief system now, pal.
Congrats on winning the preseason.
Hey, we have dominated. We have dominated.
Are you going to put up a banner like the Colts?
No, not going to put up a banner.
Same intensity.
Oh, boy. We're on
Same
and
intensity.
Cracking right now. We're on and cracking.
I'm listening to you.
All right. Jimmy Garoppolo, long gone.
Malik Cunningham's back, too.
Hey, congratulations.
Back where we started.
Yeah, run it back.
But what was the point?
I have no idea.
Probably to get some other players on the 53-man.
Yeah, the linemen.
Right.
Yeah.
Get them through, and then they rolled the dice that no one was going to pick him up. So, congratulations.
Hey.
Jimmy Garoppolo, we all know his story. Once upon a time in New England, until reportedly Brady's like, get him out of here, will you?
Hey, Bob, can you trade him?
And all of a sudden, gone. Gone for a second-round pick because the Niners were in love with him. And then he was great there until he foolishly didn't get out of bounds, hurt his knee. Ended that story. And then they stuck with him, and he takes him to a Super Bowl. And then they're like, you know, maybe we could do a little better. Throws a few too many interceptions in between the numbers from Kyle Shanahan's liking. Is a little gear grinding. Don't know what it is. You always heard Jimmy G's great, but .. Then Trey Lance shows up. Aha.
Hey.
And Trey Lance is just going to finish off drives for Jimmy G to get him up and down the field until Jimmy's like, I got this. Back to an NFC Championship game. And then said goodbye to everybody up the road in SoFi. We all know that. And then he's 19th on the depth chart, only to be re-signed. Please save us from having to play Brock Purdy, Jimmy. And Jimmy's like, sure, no problem. I'll come back. And then becomes a starter again and takes them all the way to the end of last season when he goes down and Purdy comes in. Everybody's like, oh, that kid can do that, huh? Now we're done, Jimmy. Now he's in Las Vegas. And the guy who they drafted to push him, not named Purdy, is now a Dallas Cowboy after all of that. Go ahead. Go figure that. They made him a captain, to use a Midnight Run line. Go figure that. You're going to lose games like you lost your job? I'm going full Serrano right now. You always heard that he wasn't the ultimate of what Kyle wanted at the position.
No, he wants Kirk Cousins.
Or Brock Purdy.
Who is Kirk Cousins
certainly
like, kind
not,
of?
Certainly not Lance.
Not Lance.
But he's just like, okay, I got Davante Adams. I got Josh Jacobs. I got a coach that was the way back in the day was the one who put me on the map to get the Niners to be interested in me when Brady couldn't play. So that's the idea.
Do you think that it was John Lynch and maybe others in the front office who wanted Lance and Shanahan really wanted Mac Jones and Shanahan's just taking the bullets now?
No. I think Kyle Shanahan wanted Trey Lance. He saw the tape. He saw what the ceiling could be. He thought what the kid could be. He thought, like, I can mold him. I got this thing. Now, running and throwing. Let's go. And then the kid wasn't ready the first year. We know that. He wasn't going to start the first year, but at least start to be moved along, and then got hurt against the Raiders, hitting his finger on a helmet.
Yeah.
Honestly, and then the rest was they were at this point last year, they went into Chicago saying, this is Trey Lance's team. Then he gets carted off week two. Jimmy does what he does, and then Purdy did what he did. Jimmy's in Vegas, and Lance is in Dallas, and Purdy's getting ready to take on the Steelers. Lo and behold. Hour number two, Bruce Feldman coming up, talking college football and Odell Beckham. But also, you know, just so anybody who's watching on Roku, we didn't add that music to the sound bites. You know what I should tell Sports Illustrated's, whose music was that? I don't know whose music that was. Is it Jimmy Trainor's? Hey, Jimmy, let me just say this to you. Jimmy, instead of worrying about that extra click because you're too busy, you know, with your remote, streaming stuff. He complains about streaming sports and Brian Cashman. That's what he spends
his
days. And his podcast, right? That's what Jimmy does.
He's promoting the podcast right. And then slagging on the other
by the way, promoting your podcast, don't mind.
Yep, totally
Brian Cashman, he keeps playing that soundbite of when I was on his pod at the draft in Kansas City in my hotel room prior to the draft, where he's just like, can we just fire Brian Cashman? And I laugh.
I mean, he's been on that from the beginning.
He has been. And so Jimmy, he could keep, you know, grinding that axe. But, you know, I've already told him, it's just one extra click when you're streaming sports to just hit the input button if you want to find something else, which I don't obviously ever condone taking anything off of streaming, certainly when the Rich Eisen show is on. But, Jimmy, just tell your colleagues, don't put whatever music that is underneath your very newsworthy sound bites. You're welcome. Sports hey, Illustrated.
Free tip.
And Jimmy, I mean, there is an eye in Jimmy and Trainum, but.
Yeah.
Just giving you a shout out, Jimmy. But he might not be watching this because we're streaming. Ooh.
Hey.
It's only the future, James. It's the future. Coming up, Bruce Feldman in studio, then Odell.
For over three decades, nobody has had a wrestling career like Arn Anderson. Conrad Thompson gets all the stories with Arn.
After watching AEW's Double or Nothing, Amy wants to know, what does dinosaur taste like?
It ain't chicken. It's like biting into a sinewy charcoal briquette.
Ah.
But chewy.
Oh, like wow, that's disgusting.
Yeah, sure is.
Check out Arn every week, wherever you listen.